This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maud Marty.
You're a real humdinger. A real humdinger. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you a real humdinger? A real humdinger. Well, 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 well. Oh, yeah. Zoom, zoom, 'cause you're a real humdinger, a real humdinger. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. You upset me, baby, and I don't mean maybe. Oh, well, ooh, are we just feeling? Got me rocking at a real, and you're a real humdinger.
You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems. From the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP only track. And now your host, Maud Marty. Hello and welcome one and all. I'm recording this in On Target headquarters in the heart of Canada, an undisclosed location just north of Minneapolis. It's another hot day. It's going to be a long, hot summer. And as we do every week, I'm going to reserve the next hour for pure music and entertainment. We started our show off with Little Marie Allen, a track called Humdinger that she released on the Triumph label with Chuck Booker's band. Released in 1959, it is a real R&B rocker, but sadly the only record she ever cut. Well, lucky for everybody, I got my hands on a copy, and now you can listen to it whenever you like. This hour is brought to you by our good friends at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, located at 187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg. They have a huge selection of LPs and 45s, and a lot of hard-to-find records you won't believe. They put a new selection out every week, from soul and funk to jazz, rock, and new wave, and so much more. Not in Winnipeg? Not a problem. Go to VintageVinyl204 on Instagram, and if you see something you like, they'll ship it to you.
Hey!
That was the Adorables and the Don Thompson combo, a track called The Drive on the Peacock label. The Adorables were made up of sisters Pat and Diane Lewis and sisters Betty and Jackie Winston. Only put out a few records on Peacock and Golden World. Before that was Elvin Cash and the Crawlers, Barracuda on the Marvelous label. I don't have too much information on the backup singers there, the female voices, but let's be honest, they were the stars of that track. It's interesting because The Crawlers, Elvin Cash's group, was just Elvin and two other guys. So those female voices could be any number of acts that appeared on the Wonderful or Marvelous record labels.
Change has come over me. My heart beats impatiently. I just can't wait and wait till I.
nice to have a little stack of girl group tracks there. Ending with the Sapphires, a lovely track called Thank You for Loving Me on ABC Paramount. That was actually a bit of a hit for them. Every time you look up the Sapphires, I come across that Australian film about the fictitious group from Australia in the 60s. Not the same group at all. Before that, the Marvelettes, He's a Good Guy on Tamla. And I started off that set with a really interesting track from the Chiffons called The Real Thing, which was released in May of 1965. In April of 1965, Tina Britt recorded the song on the Eastern label, which has since become quite a big Northern Soul hit. And within a month of the Chiffons version coming out, Lori Records pulled the 45 and replaced that side with Did You Ever Go Steady? So there is a short run available that came out in the US, Canada, Australia, a couple of other places for about a month that has this version of The Real Thing on it. Now the real kicker is, and the most interesting part to me, is that this version's writing credits are Ashford and Simpson, whereas Tina Britt's writing credits only Ed Silvers. So it's most likely that that dispute on who wrote the song is the reason why Lori had to pull the song from the shelves.
No love to know his own.
Was Dean and Mark, track called Pins and Needles on the May label. Before that, the Mersey Makers, a Canadian band I've played previously on the show, cashing in on the Mersey sound on their own label, which is the Mersey Label, but they're all Canadian. They even sing with an English accent. That track is called Day After Day. Came out in 1966. Before that, the Searchers, back when the harder-edged Tony Jackson was still with the band. Track's called He's Got No Love on the Pi label.
I'm sorry, baby, too many fires. see your stop sign. Even when I kiss you, I see your stop sign. Oh, what's the matter? Don't you love me? Don't you be reckless now. I'm about to lose my mind with your stop sign. Detour. I gotta take a detour. I got a long road to hoe. Where am I gonna go? Down your detour.
Heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Uncle Willie time. Bobby Miller on the Constellation label. Before that, a track that has it all. Hand claps, organ, fuzz guitar, and soul singers. even falsetto backup singers. I mean, this track is awesome. It's on the Wand label. Mel Wynn and the Rhythm Aces, one of my favorite tracks. Started that set off with a little bit of Latin flavor. Hector Rivera, At the Party, on the Barry label.
Rock along with my soul.
Early days of the Chi-Lites before their 70s success, 1969 track called Give It Away on Brunswick. But if you listen, you can really hear their sound emerging. Preceded that with the Ovations' Rocking Chair on the Gold Wax label. And I started that set off with another one of my favorite tracks, lovely track by the Hesitations called She Won't Come Back on the Cap label.
Thank you. was I, it was I. My love was always yours to treasure and to hold. When you let a lover wild, it will soon grow cold. Press your lips so close to mine, are you really satisfied? Baby, that's the way it is, let me tell you how it is. Please come back and try to start anew. I know that it's the proper thing to do. Darling, if we break up, I know we'll never make up. Then I know it's only me and you, me and you, me and you.
There's another Canadian act called the Big Town Boys from Toronto. 1965, it was I on the Capitol label. Before that, the Rolling Stones on an EP I have on the Canadian London label, their version of Money, and started that set off with Johnny and the Hurricanes, an awesome surf garage instrumental, Sheba. Would have come out on the Big Top label in the US. I have it on the Canadian Barry label.
My friend, your best is
but I'm sorry, Manuel. I mean, I did not call his name. I said, brother, if you only knew you wish you were in my shoe, or you just keep on using me. You don't stop using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Hey!
That was a band called The Outfit on the Jamaican Whirl label singing a Bill Withers penned number called Use Me. And before that was Roy C., who we know because of the show that he had recorded a lot of stuff for the Jamaican market on the Island label. I have this on the Jamaican Mercury label. Tracks called Bustin' My Rocks, Working on the Chain Gang. I'm going to leave you off now by flipping over the Capitals track that I played last week. It's called Afro Twist on the Karen label. Please hold all your Karen jokes. This is a reworking of Cool Jerk, an instrumental working, and it's called Cool Jerk 68 Instrumental. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.